1. Which chart shows how many employees there are in each region?
As you can see from the pie chart here, although almost half our staff work in Europe, 30% are now working for our Asian companies. This region has grown considerably over the past year. We've just started working in North America, which now represents 10% of our total staff. With regards to Australia, 13% of our staff are employed there.
2. Which work experience has the man not gained?
Can you tell us about your previous work experience?
Well, I worked as a sales assistant in a big department store one summer. Then I applied for a job as a surfing instructor the following summer, but I didn't have the right certificates, so I'll do that next summer. Oh, and one year ago, I was a tour guide around London. I really loved meeting all the tourists.
3. Where is the interview going to take place?
Hello, Miss Kapoor.
Yes?
Jeremy Blanket here from Hatel Electrics. I've just seen your CV and was wondering if you could come for an interview at 12:30 tomorrow.
Yes, of course. Your offices are on Main Street, aren't they?
Yes, but we'll have to meet at the factory, as I'm at a conference tomorrow, and it's just next door. I'll email the directions.
4. When are the interviews going to start?
When are we going to interview people? I can't do Tuesday afternoon or Thursday next week, and I'm away after that.
I'd prefer Monday or Tuesday.
Let's make it Tuesday then, providing we can start early at 8 o'clock.
That's too early.
What about Wednesday? I could do 9 on Wednesday, but not Tuesday. Is that okay?
Yes, that's perfect.
5. Why do they choose Callum for the job?
Callum's CV was very strong and he presented himself well at the interview.
Unfortunately, he doesn't have much experience, which is a concern, but he does seem motivated to learn.
He's also got excellent people skills and he's very keen to get the job.
I'm just hoping that he'll be able to lead the team.
6. What advice does the woman give to the students?
Now, when you're going for an interview, make sure you have as much information as possible about the company. If you don't understand or aren't sure you've heard a question properly, don't be frightened of asking the interviewer to repeat or clarify it. There's nothing more embarrassing than answering completely the wrong question because you've misunderstood something.
7. What was wrong with the CV?
What did you think of this CV? It looks quite professional, doesn't it?
Yes, but when you read it, there are several spelling mistakes. That's a sign of someone who doesn't pay attention to detail.
I agree, although she does have good leadership experience from what we can see.
That's true, and she doesn't use clichés like some of the others.
8. Why did the woman leave her last job?
Can you tell me why you left your last job?
Well, I liked the job and I got on with my colleagues, but my boss was difficult to work with.
You didn't get on with him?
I liked him enough out of the work environment, but he wasn't very good at his job and blamed everyone else for his failings.